USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is keeping a close eye on Hurricane Dorian. President Trump held a briefing with some of his top advisors on Wednesday, including the acting DHS secretary and FEMA administrator.
Ultimately, hopefully, we're going to be lucky. It depends on what happens with South Carolina and North Carolina, but it's heading up the coast, and Florida was grazed.
The president says the United States is ready to assist the Bahamas after Dorian slammed the islands.
We have been sending through the United States Coast Guard, who have been incredible, and they're helping with the Bahamas. A big section of the Bahamas was hit like a few people have seen before.
A lawyer for the alleged victims of Jeffrey Epstein told a judge that hundreds of names of people associated with the late convicted sex offender should be made public in documents that are currently sealed in a defamation lawsuit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Turning now to political news, the battle over congressional districts continues in North Carolina. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest from Washington.
A North Carolina court is ruling that that state's legislative map is illegal. A three-judge panel saying the Republican-drawn map discriminated against Democrats, clearly violating the state's constitution. The judges blaming Republicans for using what they called surgical precision to water down the Democratic vote. The court gave lawmakers 2 weeks to redraw the map, Republicans vowing to take the case to the state's Supreme Court.
And Seinfeld actor John O'Hurley is sounding off on Hollywood suppressing diversity thought in the wake of Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick calling for supporters of President Trump to be outed.
The fact that we aren't receptive to diversity of thought, which is the exact opposite of what you feel the liberal way would be.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are new efforts to curb the rise of e-cigarettes among young people. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
This week, Arkansas, Texas, and Vermont joined 9 other states in enacting laws that raise the legal age to buy any tobacco product, including e-cigarettes, to 21. 5 more states will have similar laws in effect by next year. The CDC reports 215 possible cases of severe lung disease and 1 death associated with the use of e-cigarette products, which contain the same nicotine as regular cigarettes.
New records out show that New York City Mayor and 2020 presidential hopeful Democrat Bill de Blasio spent a mere 7 hours, that's less than 1 full work day, at City Hall during the month of May when he launched his bid for the White House. Republican State Assemblyman from New York, Mike LaPetri, is no fan of the mayor.
Right now what you're seeing is someone who, frankly, is no-show de Blasio. I mean, to be quite frank, it's actually better, in my opinion, because the less he's in New York, the less damage he does to the city.
Then why are you complaining? Keep him in Iowa and New Hampshire.
At the same time, you know, we actually care about our dignity, and it's embarrassment right now for New York State, New York City. What's happening, what you're seeing, is in New York City, while he's gone, homelessness is rampant, criminals are emboldened, police are disrespected, but quite honestly, I'm shocked he even logged that many hours at City Hall.
LaPetri was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.